And a content warning. The following contains themes that may be distressing for some.
6 years ago, the then Morrison government doubled the rate of JobSeeker with a COVID supplement. The fortnightly boost to welfare payments lifted millions from poverty temporarily, with some advocates saying payment increases played a vital role empowering women to leave situations of domestic violence. 6 months later, the supplement reduced before reverting to initial rates in March 2021. Welfare payment reform has since plateaued, and Australians experiencing poverty say they've been left behind, renewing calls for welfare payment increase in the upcoming federal budget, and urging policy reform reflective of 2020.
The Wise Sam Giorgio spoke with Anti-Poverty Network SA's Mel Fisher.
So before the increase happened, it was a struggle. Like, I wasn't eating properly. I couldn't afford red meat. I basically couldn't afford proper nutrition. Every 6 months or so, I would need an iron infusion. I was also on supplements, vitamins and stuff, just to get enough nutrients. And I will say I was very depressed to the point where there were times I was suicidal. And that was just because I felt like I couldn't afford to live at all. And yeah, it impacted absolutely everything. I was isolated, you know. So poverty is isolation. You can't afford to go out and get a coffee or anything with anyone. And yeah, so it was a really, really miserable time.
When those job seeker increases happened, how was that able to affect your life in a positive way?
I know a lot of politicians said the money would get wasted, but the first thing I did was join a gym with a swimming pool so I could exercise around my disabilities. It was actually the first time I didn't need iron supplements. I took myself off of all supplements because I could eat properly. My doctor was absolutely amazed at the turnaround. And yeah, like when I was feeling bad or something, I could go and get a coffee with someone and talk it through and have that support. I wasn't constantly stuck in the house. It was just above the poverty line at the time. And yeah, it was like completely different. Everything had changed for that 6 months that we got the full supplement. And at the end of that 6 months, I think I was more work ready then than any time before on JobSeeker.
Looking at the JobSeeker payments from an economic standpoint, how would raising people out of poverty actually help?
The interesting thing is, if we raise people out of poverty, it would be less money spent on things like Medicare, community services, because a lot of that comes from poverty. For instance, if I can't afford my medication, the chances are I'm going to be hospitalised, which is going to cost Medicare a lot more in the long run, which that's happened quite a lot. Preventative is always better and cheaper than actually trying to fix people when they're sick.
A post by the Anti-Poverty Network said that the increase helped women flee violent relationships. How was this made possible, and would you be able to speak on this at all? Do you know anyone who had this experience?
Well, I know someone that was on the JobKeeper. She was able to flee a violent relationship. She had been making like minimum wage, so she didn't have that money until JobKeeper. But yeah, other women, they had that money to flee. They could put it aside and like they weren't fearful of ending up in poverty. My own mother, when I was a child, was going through domestic violence. And the one driving factor that always sent her back was the fact that her and us kids would be in poverty every time we left. The fact is, if you give women who are in poverty more money, they've got that option to leave.
With the upcoming budget, what are you hoping to see from the government in regards to policy?
I would love to see JobSeeker actually, all welfare payments raised to the Henderson poverty line. The Henderson poverty line is not perfect, but it's the best that we have at the moment. So those in poverty are still being left behind. Albanese has said himself, nobody left behind, but he's left everybody in poverty behind. We know that poverty is a policy choice, and right now they're choosing to ignore it.
Anti-Poverty Network SA's Mel Fisher speaking with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.